That's how you know he's bad, is he has a goatee. Well,
you know, it's the whole, that's how you know you're in an alternate universe, because he's got the goatee.
Okay. Hey, welcome to episode 119 of the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny. You forgot what the podcast was for a minute.
Welcome to the, you know, I do so many other podcasts.
Well, you know.
You know, I do the Infamous Podcast, and yeah, that's about it.
You can't remember the other ones.
Anyway, hey guys, this is episode 119, and we have a another edition of Cover Up for you. This is Cover Up 9, and we're calling it Punk versus Prime.
Is that what we're calling it?
Well, that's what I called it. No. So that's what we're calling it. But before we get into that, we have actual news to talk about this week. Yay, news.
Oh, you want...
Yeah, you're supposed to do that when I say news.
This just in!
I like the dude from Clone Wars. You know, he's doing that. Or on Korra when
Tom
they
Kane.
Did that. Yeah, Tom Kane.
Tom Kane.
Yeah, he was on Clone Wars. And I don't know who did it on Korra, but, you know...
It might have been Tom Kane.
Maybe, who knows? But, all right.
No, it was somebody, I think somebody on Korra actually did it. Well, Tom Kane played Yoda, too.
Yeah.
And Admiral Yularen.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, yeah.
Admiral Yularen.
I asked him about
that. He was on the Death Star.
When I met him, I asked him about that whole thing.
Yeah.
And he said that...
yeah, because when we went to Lexington, that's...
No, I met him at Dragon Con before that. And I asked him, I said, was that something that was just planned or did you guys suggest it? And he goes, nobody really knew how to start the show out because they didn't want to crawl
every episode. Yeah.
And he said, somebody just said, hey, why don't we do it like a news report, like from World War II? And it was like,
war.
And he said, my voice worked. Yeah. And they said, you know, go ahead and do it.
And pay me more. Cha-ching.
Oh, I'm sure he got paid the same.
No. But yeah, all right.
He got paid the same.
So just one real quick news bite. If you haven't seen it yet, on YouTube, on the Justice League Action or the Warner Brothers page, they put out a little short where Mark Hamill appears as himself. And then he voices the Joker, the Trickster, and Swamp Thing. So he's all four main characters. Where the Joker and Trickster kidnap Mark Hamill because he's a big actor.
Do you think he got paid for every single one?
Oh yeah, he totally did because he's Mark Hamill. You know, he's like, I'm going to be in the biggest movie of the year. You guys need to pony up some dough.
The biggest movie of the year. Thor.
But
Mark Hamill's in Thor.
Anyway, so you haven't seen it. Go to the show notes and check it out because it's really cool. It's real fun.
It was fun.
It's great to hear. So, like, his Trickster voice the first time around on Flash, he just reused for Joker on Batman the Animated Series. Yeah. And then when he came back to the current Flash, he changed the Trickster up a little bit.
Well, but he played the Trickster on Justice League.
Yeah.
At one point, too. And the voice was different than
right.
Joker. So it was like, you know, you knew there was a difference.
Yeah. The Joker voice, like, came from that Trickster voice.
Right. The original Flash TV series.
Yeah. The 1990s with John Wesley Shipp and Amanda Pays.
Right.
Wait
a minute. That's like, what's happening now? The Flash modern day with John Wesley Shipp and Amanda Pays.
When they were young and pretty instead of old and
old.
Amanda Pays was hot.
She's still kind of hot.
I'm not going to lie. But anyway, so it's cool. It's fun. The animation is good. I don't know if you've watched any of the Justice League Action.
Is it actually on Cartoon Network?
It is. I mean, we watch it on the app every now and then.
Right. I was going to say, it's probably easier to watch on the app.
Some of the stories are hit and miss.
Yeah.
It is by no means like Justice League or Justice League Unlimited.
Blaine Duffy, so.
It's not even Teen Titans.
Like the current Teen Titans?
Before Teen Titans Go, the first version of Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, the art is a little, like, kiddie. Like,
right.
Obviously, I mean, it's a cartoon, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's
It looks cool. The figures don't do anything for me, but they haven't put down. They haven't put down much, but, like, I've seen a few things, and I'm like, yeah. They've got those 12-inch stiff dolls.
Oh, they do. Yeah. So
and the best looking one out of them has been the Green Arrow. So,
yeah,
but he looks like the Green Arrow from Justice League. So,
yep,
Unlimited.
Yep. All right. So then you brought up Thor. Thor opened this past weekend overseas.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in Europe. Not in China yet. But it opened
to... No, because Justice League was opening in China the same week. It was. They were all there.
Yeah.
Spoiler, Henry Cavill was at that, so Superman might be in Justice League.
What?
Yeah.
Well, we know he's in Justice League if you've seen the trailer.
Well, that's a dream
still
sequence.
He's in the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, but Thor opened to $107 million overseas.
Yeah.
Normally, you know, that's not, let's see, Korea was $15 million. Australia, I mean, it's like, it's the biggest October opening ever for some of these countries, like South Korea, Australia, Brazil, the UK had its best October numbers since some Bond, outside of the Bond franchise.
Okay.
So, because obviously that's a huge film franchise there. But yeah, and obviously, like, the word of mouth is really good. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. But yeah, so I'm excited to see. Like, this makes me even more excited. And you're going on Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to try and go Friday morning. I might try and go late Thursday night. Right. I haven't decided yet. But if anything, I'm going to go see it Friday with Daryl. But that being said, this definitely has me, like, pumped.
Is that part of the Patreon thing? Daryl,
no.
Daryl
gets to go to a movie with
Daryl gets to go to a movie. So if you donate to Patreon, you get to go to a movie with Brian.
No, it's just, you're
he'll put his hand on your leg and he'll pat it.
I'll have some popcorn in my lap. Milk duds.
Okay.
Anyway,
I just went with the pat on the leg. I didn't go any going any further than that.
But. Anyway. But yeah, so like I said, I think that's pretty cool news to hear about, you know, the movie, and it's,
we'll see what opens here.
So everyone I know who's seen it has said nothing but great things, but they haven't spoiled anything for me. So
it's all in the trailer.
Well, it's really not, though.
No, they've already edited stuff that was in the first trailer,
right,
and changed it. The whole hammer breaking thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because at first she was in, like, the streets of Asgard. And then
New York. No, it was
in
New York's alley.
New York,
yeah.
And then she's in a field.
Yeah. So. She's in a field. And
maybe
maybe
it's a dream sequence. It's going to be like Newhart and Thor's going to wake up, like, snuggling the hammer.
Oh, is that like the sequence in Justice League where Lois wakes up, thinks it was all a dream, walks in, and Superman's in the shower?
Yeah.
Hello.
Dallas style.
We thought he was dead the whole time, but it was all a dream.
But it's going to be
Batman
Patrick,
versus Superman was just a dream.
It's going to be Patrick Duffy instead of Henry
Cavill.
I like it. I like it. Fan fiction.
I like the idea of Batman versus Superman was just a dream.
That was just a dream. She dreamed it.
She dreamed it all.
Yeah.
That's her first novel coming out.
her graphic novel drawn by Alex Ross.
There you go.
So, all right. And then the last bit, which is the biggest bit, Zachary Levi has been cast as Shazam, or as we like to call him, Captain Marvel, because we've been reading comics for a long time.
As a trademark likes to call him Captain Marvel.
Well, that's true,
because
too.
Because he was there before.
So this is the David F. Sandberg-led movie. He's going to be the director. Did you watch Lights Out? The, like, horror-y type movie. It's on HBO right now. If you go to HBO now, it's in the
featured
section.
The one that's got Dylan Minnette in it. And,
Yeah. So,
the bad guy from Avatar.
Yes. Yeah.
The one that everybody was saying should be Cable.
Yeah. I always want to say that's Scott Glenn, but that's not right.
No, it's Stephen Lang. That's it.
There you go.
His best role was in Tombstone.
Yeah.
He was in Tombstone.
Yeah.
Everybody was in Tombstone, though.
Who wasn't? So. Kevin Bacon wasn't.
You throw a rock and you might hit somebody that was in Tombstone.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon wasn't in Tombstone, was he? That sucks.
That was a miss. But anyway, Zachary Levi, Chuck Bartowski himself, is going to be in Shazam. Which
Kevin
is pretty,
Bacon's
pretty cool.
Playing Mr. Mind.
There you go. He's he's the voice of Trewani, however you say the tiger's name.
Takatani.
Yeah. Anyway, now I've heard conflicting things here that they're going to base this, though, off of Geoff Johns' reboot in the New 52.
Okay.
I really
so
hope
be
they
all
don't
the kids.
Do that. I hope to God they don't do that. Did you read that?
No.
It was...
Well, I tried to.
To paraphrase, it was garbage, America.
Yeah?
It was garbage.
Yeah.
Like, shout out. Anyway, I mean, I like Captain Marvel. Like, he's an interesting character just because
if you were going to do a Captain Marvel story, the Jeff Smith story they did, I forget what the name of it was. First Lightning, wasn't it? That wasn't it. It was one where he fought a lot of monsters and that. And I'm like, that's the one you should do. And if you don't do that one, you do the Jerry Ordway Power of Shazam, like, origin story.
Well, that's what I think they should do is...
Because that actually, that introduces Mary, that introduces...
Like, I'm all for having the Marvel family.
Right.
But the fact where each kid is a different letter in Shazam.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much. And
it's Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need no more Power Rangers.
Power Marvels.
Yeah, just do Mary and Freddy, and that's all I need,
I mean,
really.
If you do the, like, the classic Marvel family.
Uncle Dudley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Uncle Dudley. Do you remember the animated one where it was Captain Marvel versus Superman or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was good. That would be a good,
well,
you know,
the whole thing with him on Young Justice.
Oh, that was a stroke of brilliance to put him on Young Justice like that.
Yeah.
Because they got to use him. We got to see both sides of him. Now, thinking of this, right, Zachary Levi, who do you think would be good cast as young Billy Batson?
Get a no name.
I'm thinking the kid from It and Stranger Things who plays Mike.
Oh, okay.
Like, because he looks kind of like Zachary.
Yeah.
But yeah, a no name would work too.
A no name would work. It's got to be somebody who's like in that like 10 to 12 range.
Yeah.
And that kid that plays Mike is probably like in 15, 16 range.
I think they could go that high, but like still kind of age them down a little bit.
Like, it was smart. Like, we've obviously started watching Stranger Things, and we'll talk about it soon.
Next week.
Yeah, that's soon. It's smart that they jumped ahead.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that those kids aged.
Oh, yeah. The black kid. What's his name?
I forget.
I forget all their names.
Yeah.
He has a mustache.
Yeah, he kind of has a shadow.
But they're in like
on.
High school now, or
no? They're still in the junior high.
Whatever, high
but like, you know, it was just one of those things where I was like, you know, they're all taller. Like, that's the thing I was
they're
like
noticeably.
Like, even
taller.
Like, what's her name, Millie?
Yeah, 11.
Yeah, 11. Like, is like taller, and I'm like, okay, it's like, you know, yeah, it's a good idea that you like jumped ahead 2 years.
So you finished it, right?
I haven't finished the second season yet.
No.
I just started the
day. Oh, you finished episode three.
Episode three.
Yeah, so I'm partway through episode three. And yeah, I've been, I don't know, I was taking crap all weekend from people who were texting me. Did you watch it? No.
I worked
no,
all
I
weekend,
didn't.
So, you know.
No, I don't.
Nobody needs to give me shit. I'll give them shit.
Yeah.
I literally worked Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's like,
I know.
When did I have time?
That's why you're in here today.
Right.
Anyway, but no, I think that this will be fun. They've said this is going to be the most lighthearted of all the DC movies, which makes sense. I wonder, though, is he going to be like Earth's Mightiest Mortal, or are they going to do something different?
The Earth's Mightiest Mortal would make sense. I mean, you know, they've already mentioned Zeus in them and Wonder Woman, so it's like, you know, it's got to tie to Wonder Woman a little bit more than the other ones, hopefully.
And I was watching Emergency Awesome's YouTube channel, Charlie.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this, and he was showing a still shot where it looked like a guy was generating lightning, and it could have just been one of the Greek gods, you know,
Thor.
Yeah, he's got the hammer tucked behind his back. Well, I mean, Thor is.
He's throwing off lightning in this new movie.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. And he's.
Sorry if you've been on media
public
blackout
domain.
And
anyway, but no, I've seen enough.
Marvel's Thor is not public domain.
No, Thor in general.
Yeah.
But
it's the same as Ares.
Yeah.
Marvel could use Ares as well as DC's used Ares, because there is an Ares in the Marvel universe.
Right.
So, you know,
I'm looking at him right there. Anyway, yeah, no, this is just really good casting. They had people like John Cena, that's name was being thrown about, and other like kind of big, like hulky action guys.
But The Rock isn't playing Black Adam anymore.
He is, not in this movie yet.
Oh, okay.
So the Black Adam movie is,
I thought that was,
is way down the line based on his schedule. Because he's got Fast 9, he's got the spinoff with him and Jason Statham.
Oh, they're doing a spinoff?
Yeah. They're going to do a buddy movie with the two of them.
Okay.
Have you seen any YouTube clips where it made it look like it was like a romance between the two of them? No, it's pretty funny. Because they're always like looking longingly at each other and smiling. And it was pretty funny. Hey, for the people who want to ship Finn and Poe, just go over to Fast and Furious and ship those two. Leave Finn and Poe alone.
Okay. Why force that anyways?
Well, I know. It's just it's ridiculous. Everyone's trying to force everything. The other interesting thing is Zach will be in Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, is he playing?
He comes back as Fandral.
Yeah.
So
the only one not coming back is Sif?
Yeah, well, because she couldn't make it because of the Blind Spot or whatever. Yeah, is that the name of her show?
Yeah, Blind Spot. Yeah.
So I guess I was reading an article about that. They wanted her. And they asked her at the last minute, and the production schedule was already set for Blind Spot.
Right.
She's like, sorry, you know, I want to do it, but I can't.
Right.
It just doesn't work with my schedule. Which sucks, but at the same time, we get Valkyrie, we get some other new characters. Right. I'm sure she'll pop up in, like, Infinity War somewhere.
Probably. But,
it seems like anyone who's
Thanos wipes out everybody. Dead,
and then she comes in and stabs him in the throat.
Right. Well, I think that'll be the thing where you'll see ancillary characters be the people that disappear, because I know they're going to do that. That's one of the major things in the Infinity Gauntlet when he wipes out half the universe.
Yeah,
with a thought.
I wonder if we'll see Zach Levi and the guy who's charming from Once Upon a Time, who was originally Fandral,
right.
If they'll like swap, that'd be kind of cool. Have both actors, you know, just kind of really kind of mess with everything. Get Terrence Howard back, swap him into Rhodey Rhodes.
Nobody wants that.
Terrence Howard, he wants that paycheck.
Well,
he wants that fat Marvel check.
Yeah.
So
that's why he's not in them.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I'm as famous as Robert Downey Jr. No, you're not.
That's a good imitation.
Uh-huh. He's pretty easy to do.
You just got to talk out of your nose.
What, Tony. Yeah.
Next time.
He's like, you're not flying a suit over the country right now, are you?
Hey, I'm in the camp. I'm in the Don Cheadle camp. I think he's a better actor and, you know, all that fun stuff. So, yeah. So, okay. So, Zach Levi, going to be Shazam. I'm interested to see who they're going to cast as Solomon.
Yeah, I don't know. Solomon? You mean Shazam?
Yeah. Shazam. Sorry.
The wizard.
The wisdom of Solomon.
The wizard. The wizard Shazam.
Yeah, the wizard. Wizard Shazam. See, like,
wizard?
It's so confusing.
Wizard!
The wizard. The wizard Shazam.
Hashtag wizard.
Wizard. How do you spell that? W-E-R-Z-I.
It's an S instead of a Z.
Wiz.
Wiz shirt.
But Z E R D. But yeah, it's, I don't know.
John Malkovich.
I don't think he'd do it. Daniel Day Lewis.
Oh, he'd get too into the role and think he was the wizard.
Mark Wahlberg.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go. Let's see. Let's who do we not want to be?
Then he'll pray to God that forgive me for being in this movie. I almost beat a guy to death, but you know, forgive me for being in this movie.
Yep, yep.
How about you ask for forgiveness for almost beating the guy to death?
Was that when he was in Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
It was before that.
Oh, okay. Oh, when he was a Boston gangster.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, really, that really did happen. He did almost beat a guy to death.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
I guess I've just never really followed Marky Mark that much.
I know it from people being incensed that he prayed to God for forgiveness for Boogie Nights. And I'm like, Boogie Nights was a good movie.
It was a really good movie.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
It's probably his best movie.
You should pray to God for forgiveness for doing Transformers Age of Extinction.
Was that the most recent one?
No, that was the one that we sat through when the
when
the air wasn't working in the theater and it was 3 hours long. And I felt like I was in an experiment.
Maybe we were.
Yeah.
We should have gotten paid for that. We paid to be in an experiment.
We paid to see a Transformers movie.
So. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's got to be someone obviously older. Like Ewan McGregor. Someone like that. Like,
no, he's already playing a wizard called Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I get it. Typecast.
I like John Malkovich.
Michael Gambone.
Oh, God.
Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Cryptic ass.
Dumbledore died.
Dude, she did. She cried. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's one of two characters died. Anyway, inside, little inside joke there. All right. And you want to get to the covers?
Sure.
All right. So we pulled
names.
Speaking
of Transformers.
Yeah. we pulled names out of our little bag of names. And I actually had to switch mine because, in all fairness, Johnny did not explain well enough as to the types of characters I should have put on my list. And I originally picked Bwana Beast, but he's not on a lot
did
of covers.
Did you really not find like five covers with Bwana Beast on
not
it?
Not five that I liked.
Oh, wow.
So I don't want it to just be five covers.
I know.
You know, that defeats the purpose of the exercise. But so Johnny picked Optimus Prime, and then I redrew. And again, because I didn't have the exercise properly explained to me, I picked Quentin Quire, which was another hard one. But I had a solid.
What was
like,
the original idea? It was like
you
random characters that you like, but that are not your favorites.
You emailed me and you said, "I need you," or you texted and you said, "I need you to pick 10 comic book characters. They can't be your favorites.
Yeah,
you can't have toys of them, and they can't be or
I
well,
said that?
No, you didn't say oh. that. But like you said, they can't be your favorites or ones that are your go-to heroes.
Yeah,
so
because everybody knows your go-tos." And that and yeah. your favorites and it's like you know
but you should have said like could have been a little more mainstream because one of my characters is one of the kids from Lock and Key
okay
who is not on any of the covers
but I thought I explained the whole thing that this was for cover-up
not then
but okay
it was after the fact because then
you need to go back and redo your whole bag then and we'll just put,
anyway we no put, it's there's some
and then there. I'll add people back in I'll add more into
maybe,
mine.
Maybe what we'll do we'll just empty this out and do 10 new ones.
I think I could keep mine yeah, but I could add the ones in
yeah I mean there's just some there's
yours
some, like,
you might
want
to take a look at
like I put a Kid Omni-Man in there.
Jeezlebeats.
I know right so good times
Kid Omni-Man. What was he on, like two covers?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think Tara's been on more covers than Oliver was.
Yeah? Probably.
Because she's on this month. Anyway. All right. So why don't you kick off?
She's on this month. You got a little dusty in the room.
Come on. He died.
That proves that I am a sociopath and you are not a sociopath.
No, it's... See, no, but here's the... Well, never mind. I'm not...
It's always the thing with you're a dad, so...
You get
a little bit more emotional than I do.
Yeah, but, like, not in real life.
Or it could be I'm from the planet Vulcan, and I just don't care.
Do you trim down your ears?
Speaking of that...
The Orville is great.
No. There's a... Star Trek Boldly Go has started a new story in their book. You know,
right.
the miniseries type.
Right.
Thing in the called Edic, the infinite diversity and infinite combinations thing.
Okay.
They are doing it where they're showing multiple universes with different versions of these characters. And if they went in different directions, what would have happened? One of them is a Spock where the Vulcans kicked Amanda off the planet with baby
okay.
Spock. And he goes by the name Simon and he shaved his ears down. He looks human.
All right.
He just has the eyebrows or, you know, you can't hide the
what
eyebrows.
What number is that in?
13.
Okay,
most recent
the
one.
Most, okay. I haven't read 11 or 12 yet.
I would recommend it just because
it's
a cool idea.
No, I love that book.
And then, like, the story is just going to be crazy because there's, I think, going to be 8 different universes used.
Cool.
Including the Kelvin. The Kelvin is the main one, obviously.
Right.
And then there's one where... Christopher Pike is still captain. There's the one that they've used in the previous Star Trek series of the Kelvin timeline where Kirk and his crew met the counterparts where the males are females and the females are males.
Okay.
So James Kirk is a female.
He's
and
Jane
that, and,
Kirk. And
yeah. And Spock is
Uhura
Spock.
Uhura is Uhura.
Yeah. And I forget. I think it was still Uhura, but it was...
Yeah.
The first name was different. It was the male. I think
yeah.
it was Nyoto.
He was like Bill O'Hara.
But they were still involved with Spock
yeah. oh, yeah.
and all that. But yeah, it was an interesting
Spock,
read,
Spockina.
And I'm very curious to see where they go with it.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of a universe where Spock was raised on Earth, yeah, and he's a human, mm-hmm. and he shaves his ears down in his best friend's bones.
Ah,
yeah. Makes sense. There's a twist in that universe where I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Because they are best friends.
Yeah, but this one they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. All right, so give me your first Transformers cover.
My first Transformers cover.
Oh, you have six and I have five.
Yeah, I couldn't.
That's all right.
My first one is from the 2009 IDW run,
mm-hmm.
and it's the retailer incentive cover of number one. The artist is Tim Doyle. It is the one that was kind of a parody of the Barack Obama change thing, where it actually is Prime, and it says below him, change into a truck.
Right, which is great.
Yeah.
I think I have this one, actually.
I wanted this one as a poster, like an actual poster. I thought it would have been a cool poster. And that. But yeah, it's a favorite cover.
That's a good one.
And they use all Prime's colors in the in the pictures.
Well, because the change poster was just red, blue, and white anyway. Right. So they put a little bit of the gray in there. And
a little bit of the yellow.
Yeah, and I like how they kind of intermixed the colors across his face. It wasn't quite so stark red and blue. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, my first one, and you're going to hear this name a lot, is from Wolverine and the X-Men, but it's Wolverine and the X-Men Alpha and Omega number one, which was an art by Brian Wood, and the art was by Roland Boschi. Boschi? And Max Brooks.
Boschi,
yeah. It's a great cover.
Like Tosche Station.
Yeah. I'm listening to From a Certain Point of View.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the stories is R5-D4s.
Is he the Jedi?
No, he is not, so that's not canon.
That's in the Legends universe anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, there's a point where he hears Luke talking and, you know, I was going to go to Tosche Station for some memory murders.
Are they saying that's what shut him down?
No, that was an interesting chapter. We're going to have to talk about these Star Wars books at some point.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty good. Anyway, this is a great cover. It's got Wolverine on it in the foreground, and he's all like
Wolverine
loaded for bear with weapons.
It's all Wolverine-ish.
And then it's Quentin Quire with a really kind of just sinister look in the background. You know, he's one of those heroes. So he's, I guess, everyone knows who Optimus Prime is. Maybe I should explain a little bit about
Quentin
Quire.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to explain Quentin Quire. So, Optimus Prime, by the way, is the leader of the Autobots from the planet Cybertron.
He's a Cybertronian Autobot, originally known as Orion Pax.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, so his first appearance was in the New X-Men number 134, Quentin Quire.
Mm-hmm.
He was created by Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, he is a telekinesis.
Right.
He's kind of like, he's a male version of Jean Grey in a lot of ways.
But he's not on the level of Jean Grey.
No, he's an Omega level.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he chose the name Kid Omega as his call.
His X-Men name?
Yeah, as his X-Men name. And he makes the Omega gang.
His real name.
And,
his real mutant name.
Yeah, his true name. But, you know, he's got this punk rock aesthetic. He's got pink hair that's usually in some form of shaved down mohawk-y type of a thing. But he is an anarchist.
Yeah.
He was a phoenix at one point.
Was he?
Yeah. I mean, he survived it.
Huh?
So when the whole Phoenix 5 thing was happening, the question was, is it coming for hope? Because that's what they believed.
Right.
But then people thought it was coming for Rachel.
Right.
And people thought it was coming for Quentin. And Quentin Quire was like, yeah, this is coming for me. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Like, okay. I want it back. But he's part of the Hellfire Academy. And, you know, he's just he's a fun character. He was a great foil for both Wolverine and Cyclops.
Okay.
Because he's obviously, you know, the whole Utopia stuff and all of that. He was there. Because he's so braggadocious and just punk.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But this cover is great because it just shows, I don't know. It's just, I really liked it. I like the look that they put on his, that Max Brooks put on his face.
And, right.
You know, it's just a neat one. So, all right.
Oh, my next one?
Next.
My next one is a variant cover of Transformers Dark Cybertron number one from the Virginia Comic-Con convention exclusive. Okay. The artists are Romolo Fajardo Jr. and Rob Liefeld.
Yeah.
Seem to pick a lot of Rob Liefeld covers.
And no feet.
No, well, yeah, there's no feet.
No wheels either.
Well, what is this cover from? Because it looks familiar. Is it one of the X-Men covers? That's why the Rob Liefeld thing came into it.
It could, like, the X books.
It's one of the New Mutants covers.
What year was
isn't
this?
It? This is from like 2000 something, but it looks
The X books and the Avengers books used to do those circles with the different characters who were featured in the book.
But I just like the look of Optimus Prime and that, and you know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kind of the different versions of Optimus Prime, I guess, is why I picked this character, because everybody can do a different setup of Prime.
Yeah,
Prime's pretty easy to do.
He's easy, but he's also really easy to put your own take on him.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's a really good looking cover. All right. So my next one is is a Mark Brooks, not Max, but Mark Brooks cover from A plus X number 4. And it's the variant for that book.
Okay.
And I love this for three reasons. One, Quentin Quire is pretty awesome with the telekinetic gun and helmet firing away.
Yeah.
Two, it's got Cap in an awesome just Cap pose.
Sure.
And they're fighting MODOK.
Yep.
So did you read AVX and A plus X and all that stuff?
I read AVX, but I didn't read A plus X.
So A plus X was an interesting series.
That was the team up book, right?
It was the team up like after when they were fighting the Phoenix Five at that point. But they're made for some strange bedfellows, like this kind of a pairing.
An anarchist and a patriot.
Yeah. But yeah, that was Kyle Andrews as the writer, and he did some of the art as well within the book with David Lopez. But yeah, it's a fun cover. It's patriotic yet warbound all at the same time, and you know it features Quentin very clearly.
It's just the action of the cover, it stands out.
It's what a variant cover should be, because the way the normal covers for that book work, it was like, you know, the AVX, it was each character on each side,
then
the A plus X, it was them together doing something.
So. Yeah. My next one is another variant. It's from the most recent, the Transformers versus G.I. Joe number one, and it's a Yesteryear Comics exclusive. The artists are Ursula Moss and Jamie Tyndale, and it's just a very cool Prime pose. The thing that caught my attention was his hand, because his hand actually looks very robotic.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, a standout. And there's nothing really going on. It's just Prime, like, pretty much like telling somebody to stop is what it looks like to me. And, you know,
stop.
Got the gun and everything ready to go. So it's just a cool looking cover. Obviously, these will be posted on the page so you can look at them and you can give feedback if you want to. But yeah, I really like the pose of Prime in that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And, this was a good series too. In the original, the regular cover for this is a cool one as well. I was trying to pull it up. But yeah, it's one of those things where this most recent run of Transformers have had some really, really, really cool covers to go after. And anyway. All right, so my next one is Wolverine and the X-Men, Volume 1, Number 3, and this was Jason Aaron's run on the book.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty good. It was when, it was after, AVX and after AVX Consequences when Magneto broke Cyclops out of jail.
Oh, okay.
And this one was done by, there was a team, obviously, like no one just did the covers, but like it was Chris Bacello.
Bacello,
thank you. Duncan.
Rulo.
Rulo and Matteo Scalera.
Yep.
So with colors by Jason Keith. This is a great one because he's wearing a pin that says he was right.
Yeah.
With Cyclops standing behind him with his hand on his left shoulder. And, you know, he's had times where he's worn the shirt that says Cyclops was right and that kind of stuff. And,
right.
You know, and it's really just to kind of dig deep. But, yeah, this is just it's a really cool cover. All the covers at that point with Marvel had this similar aesthetic.
Kind of a propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really neat.
Yeah, so. It looks like a propaganda poster type design.
Like, that'd be a cool cosplay to go as Quentin Quire there.
Yeah.
Like, get a pink overcoat or suit jacket and black shirt, white tie, and dye my hair pink.
Yeah.
Throw some glasses on. But yeah. Alrighty.
My next one is the Transformers versus G.I. Joe number 10.
Mm-hmm.
The artist is Tim Scioli. And I just like this. I actually bought this one because I like that idea of Prime having a hole blasted through his chest.
Yeah.
And Destro standing inside of it.
There's no matrix of leadership there.
Well, he's literally like destroyed. I mean, his face is like chipped up and one of his eye plates is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that it just looks like, you know, it kind of reminds me of the episode where they found Prime after he had died.
After the movie.
And they have found him on that memorial ship. And at the end, he's like flying it into the sun and deteriorating as he goes. And that's what this reminded me of. And it's just, I really like the design of it. And like I said, everybody does Prime a little different. So it's like, you know, just cool to see different versions of him.
Yeah.
And especially one that's damaged and destroyed.
Yep.
I have no idea what happened in the book. I haven't read it, but I'm like, the cover just pulled me in.
Yeah. Cool. All right. My next one is Wolverine and the X-Men Volume 2, Number 4. And it's by Mahmoud Azra.
Azra? Sorry, I'm not looking at that.
No, it's all right.
Mahmoud.
Yeah, Mahmoud.
Azrar.
Yeah, Mahmoud Azrar. Thank you. And I'm horrible at names. We all know this. And this is a great one because he's standing over a cake, and it's just Wolverine's hand coming up through with the claws popped.
Surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here, blow these candles out.
Yeah.
With your blood. It's a cool cover. It's the, you know, kind of in the all new era.
Yeah.
Of Marvel. And it just kind of, it really talked about what was going on in that book at that time.
Sure.
It was the Jean Grey school at that time. And, you know, well, so Wolverine had half of the remaining X-Men.
Right.
And they went back to Westchester and he opened up the Jean Grey school for enhanced learning or whatever he called it. And so Cyclops was pissed about that. So he went and took over the Weapon X facility and called it the New Xavier School.
Nice.
So,
of course,
after he'd killed Xavier,
right?
So
they were rubbing it in each other's faces, pretty much.
Pretty much. All right.
So my next one is from one of the Marvel runs, actually,
mm-hmm.
and it's Transformers Generation 2, Number 1, and the artist is Derek Yaniger, and it's just a close up of Prime's face, ready to fight.
There's the gun smoking.
Oh, yeah. Just the smoke in general.
I seem to remember there's a bigger version of this picture.
There was two different versions of this.
Because there's the one hand with the gun and then the one hand where he's just got like one finger up.
Well, there's a version of this cover where it folds out.
Yeah.
Like it opens up. So it's metal, like the metal looking. And then you fold it out and it had like an action sequence on the inside and that, but this is just the regular.
I just feel like there's another version of that where
I'm
you
sure,
see more of his face.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a long time since Marvel's had Transformers, hasn't it?
Yeah, this was 90s, I want to say. Like late 80s, early 90s. I remember buying this, so it had to be 90s. And that. But yeah, it's a pretty awesome cover.
Yeah. Yeah, it is awesome.
The interior art was, I mean, the interior story and art was cool too. This was when Megatron was a tank.
Yeah.
Instead of a gun. So it was a different take on him.
It was.
And Prime had the, looked more like a military truck and that. So.
Yeah. All right. My last one is my favorite one of all of these. And I wrote down number 9, but it says number 3 on the cover. So yeah. I'll have to double check and make sure I have this right. But it's from the Regenesis storyline. It's Wolverine and the X-Men. Quentin is sitting in the bathroom with AC/DC, Angus Young style outfit on, you know, the tie,
yeah, the
shorts.
Pants.
And he's holding a spray paint bottle, and behind him it says, "Remember when Wolverine was cool?" Me neither. And that just, you know, speaks to me. It speaks to my soul.
I guess so.
So, because, you know, we all know how I feel about Wolverine. And, right. You know, so there's that. All right. So those are my 5. And then you have 1 left.
Because I couldn't pick.
So
there was a, there used to be BotCon. Publications published books that were just for BotCon. And this one was a cool idea because it was parallel universe where Prime was a bad guy. And this is one of the books where they put him actually on the cover. It was called, it's Transformers Timelines number 7.
Mm-hmm.
The one I picked is the Diamond exclusive because it's colored just a little different.
Yep.
And the artists are Thomas Deere and Dan Kana. And it literally shows Prime looking into a mirror and it's showing the evil version of him.
Yeah. It's a cool one, man.
Yeah, it was a cool design. They all the designs of the alternate universe ones were cool. Prime had paint on him that said "Till all are done."
Yeah.
Instead of "Till all are won." And that it's just a cool little story. Like if you can find it, it's a fun read. And that they put the mustache goatee on Rodimus Prime, or Hot Rod. And
well, that's how you know he's bad is he has a goatee.
Well, you know, it's the whole that's how you know you're in an alternate universe because he's got the goatee.
Okay.
And that Megatron was a good guy. The Decepticons were the Autobots, and the Autobots were the Decepticons, pretty much.
Yeah,
and Megatron looked really cool with the like the white heroic looking colors and that, and then Prime like was probably one of the best design because they actually did an action figure, like a con exclusive action figure.
Yeah,
and that, and his body is like a purple kind of Decepticon looking color instead, and that, and it just, you know, it. It's cool. I like alternate universes, so I like the alternate takes. But yeah, this cover was one where I was like, can't decide between this and one of the other ones. So
you got to go with it.
Came up with cover up. We follow my rules.
All right. So those are our covers for this week. Like Johnny said, all these images are linked on to our website. I just double checked. Yeah, mine is it's Wolverine and the X-Men number 3.
The last one.
Yeah, the last one. And it's from volume 1 actually, because it's Jason Aaron. It was a
cool covers.
Yeah, they were cool covers. This was the hardest one yet for me.
Okay,
but in a fun way.
I'm not complaining. It's not hard. It's just the amount of covers for some characters.
I didn't pick any characters that have a huge amount of covers where it's like.
Well, Prime, it was hard because of the fact that, you know, they do him on covers, but then there's a lot of Transformers covers where he's not on the cover. It's like, okay, you know?
I probably have like 5.
And then I didn't want to pick from the Optimus Prime book I'm like, oh, that's just straight like cheating for real there.
I don't know. There's a couple really cool covers currently on that run, but, you know, like there's the cool action figure ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was in my my picks, but I didn't pick yet.
I want a Quentin Quire action figure one now.
Yeah. Make you it put happen, it out there. Maybe Marvel will do it now.
All right. Cool. Anything
It'd be
else?
Cool if they actually did a figure of him, like a Marvel Legends figure would be cool. Yeah, he is a he's like the Cuckoos, where the Cuckoos are kind of like characters that were Grant Morrison creations that stand out among the bunch now. It's like, you know, you think of the X-Men, you think of the classic Byrne, Cockrum, X-Men and that type of stuff. But there is that modern group. Yeah, the Claremont stuff and that. There's that modern group where you're like, you know, if you said pick an X-Men from, you know, the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I could go the Cuckoos. Yeah. Because the Cuckoos look cool to me. And it's like, you know, their nature of the characters and the character is kind of interesting. And then Quentin is another one where I'm like, Quentin was cool. I read the Morrison run. Right. So it's like, Quentin was a cool idea and that. And it's like, you know, Zorn is another one where I'm like, I'd like to see.
There's
like
some cool Zorn covers out there too.
I would like to see a modern, like, Marvel Legends Zorn figure too. That would be kind of cool.
I think it would be really cool to get, you know, some of these, like, not, so when I say New Mutants, I'm not talking about the New Mutants.
Modern.
I mean,
the modern
some
mutants,
of the more modern mutants. Quentin Quire would be a good one. Zorn would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, the Cuckoos, because they all three have different color hair now.
Right, yeah.
They could be three different figures. Right. Or it could be one figure with three different heads.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like, you know.
I mean, you know, I'm not a big X fan, but it's like, you know, even with some of the X-Men figures, it's like, you know, if you do a character that I like, I'm bound to pick it up. It's like, you know, I'm not rushing out to get Wolverine or Cyclops or anything, but like I bought old man Logan just because I liked the old man Logan story.
Yeah, he looks good.
I mean,
he looks
different than that character did in the old man Logan book, but still
and you have like, but like, you know, they put out what, Shatterstar?
Yeah, I bought Shatterstar just because I like that design, you know?
You know, they can put out Longshot, like, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that they can do from
I think
Mojo
Longshot's coming.
You know, they did that Dazzler figure.
Yeah,
Dazzler
was just one of those ones where it's like so off the wall, but it's like, that's a cool character.
Yeah. They haven't really done a good Mystique character in a long time.
Yeah, we should do that as an episode. Yeah. Do a Marvel Legends wish list.
Hell yeah. All right.
And then I'll send it to somebody.
Yeah. Shout out. All right. Wait, what is this? So next time we talk to you guys, we will be talking about Stranger Things, and we'll give our review of Thor Ragnarok. We'll kind of mash those up into one episode. So Stranger Ragnaroks or something like that. Ragnarok things. But yeah, and then after that, we are we're actually gonna do a road trip up to a really cool toy show or toy store. And we will definitely come back and share our experiences with that in 2 weeks.
Bring the little device. You can record some stuff.
I might actually. I might bring like the lav mic with me at the very least, just so that we can do some stuff. And
it's a 3-hour drive.
A 3-hour drive.
I already thought of that.
Sit right back and hear a tale.
Yes, we'll be going with some friends of the show.
I might
show.
Bring my camera with me do some video too, just because.
I'm sure everybody's going to be doing some video.
Yeah, that like
the zeitgeist is out there now.
So, like,
oh, YouTube.
But I kind of want to do like a parody video of something. So, anyway,
I'm going to wear a mask for most of this, just so I'm not identified as a criminal in this.
Anyway, all right, guys. Well, so like I said, this is cover up 9. Let us know what you guys think. If you have favorite covers,
9?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I went back and checked because I thought I miscounted before.
Okay,
but I did not.
All right.
Because one of them wasn't numbered, but I got it in the right order. If you guys have favorite covers for these characters, let us know. Either like tag us on Instagram, post on our Facebook page, you know, or just email the show. contact@infamouspodcast.com and let us know. Special shout out to our Patreon subscribers, Daryl. You're awesome, man. Thank you. If you guys want to join Daryl in helping out the show, we actually give early access to episodes. So we are recording this on a Monday and it's not going to go live to Friday, and it will be up on Patreon.
Hope everybody had a good
Halloween. Yeah. Hope everyone had a good Halloween.
We really didn't do a Halloween episode this year, so, you know, sorry.
You know what? If we were to record it tomorrow, we probably would have mentioned Halloween a little more.
Yeah.
But I'm not even thinking about it yet. What are you dressing up as?
A happy employee.
There you go.
There you go. The kid bodies. Are you dressing up?
No, because she picked Peter Pan.
So you couldn't have gone as a lost boy?
I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe I'll do my hair like
the wife could have dressed up as Wendy and you could have been John or Michael.
It's going to be cold. I don't want to run around in a nightgown.
Oh, well, you know.
Anywho, I was... So...
She's dressing up as Peter Pan?
Yeah, that's what she picked.
Okay.
Well, she wanted to be...
I want pictures.
Yeah, I'll actually take pictures this year.
Yeah.
She wanted to be the Yellow Power Ranger.
Okay.
But Angel refused to buy her the Power Ranger, like, bodysuit down at Target.
Okay.
And she's like, no, it's ugly, it's stupid, you know, and so she talked her out of it. And then they went to the Disney store and, like, you know...
Peter Pan.
Well, she was going to be... She went to the Disney store with the idea of being Black Widow.
Okay.
And I know they still have that costume over there, but... She came back with Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
So,
yeah, that's cool.
It's awesome. I think next year she's going to go with my thing that I've been begging her to do since she was 6 years old.
The lightsaber in the chest?
The lightsaber in the chest Padawan.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Which I'll figure out how to have to make some like scorch marks, you know.
Oh,
and,
sure. You just. But, yeah. I know how to do that.
Yeah. But I'm going to have the lightsaber stuck through the chest and then the blade coming out her back.
You got to figure out how to light that thing up. It's going to be two different pieces.
Well, I think it's pretty easy to light up because all I would need to do is put a string of LED lights inside.
Yeah, sure.
The, you know, the plastic. Because I have like 10 lightsabers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all right to tear one up. Anyway.
Oh, you just buy one of the cheap ones. You know, the ones they make that are just like not official Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could do
that.
Yeah,
you could do that and then just make
it. I don't know. I'd rather be like, you know.
Official.
Official. So. Yeah. I'm kidding. I don't. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Star Wars on a budget. Trust me, I did it when I was a kid. I had the Han Solo gun and dressed as Luke Skywalker 1 year. Didn't even have a lightsaber, and the shirt wasn't all totally black either.
No.
So yeah, trust me, costumes on a budget are fun.
All right. Well, you guys have a safe and I hope you had
that
a safe
way,
and happy Halloween.
If you bought more of those, you could have like 3 or 4 lightsabers in her.
Well, but it was just one red one, you know. No, or I guess he had a blue at that point.
Yeah.
So. And maybe some blaster scorch marks.
Nice, yeah. The old clone troopers.
Yeah, because they could actually hit their targets.
Yeah.
All right, any last words?
Yeah.
All right, later.
Bye.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. This show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. Those amazing banners that go with our show notes, those are designed by Johnny, and the show is mixed and engineered by me. Our intro music is Moose from bensounds.com. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and find out what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and what we're looking for is help to grow the show to keep bringing you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. So whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.